I like to introduce myself. My name is Biz Markie, and well, I'm the human orchestra called Biz Markie. Making music all the way is my specialty. Why not go, I want you. Girls get excited when they hear my lyrics, they want to recite them. I know you're in the mood, just go with the flow. And I can play rapping records and all disco, like Beat It, Billie Jean, by Michael Jackson, all the treasures to your ranking. They gon' ask you when you hear me do it, you will be shocked and amazed. It's the brand new thing they call the human beatbox craze.
Make the music, make the mind bend.
I rock on the mic and all the bomb that I say. All the people like, I get the crowd jumping, get the girls' hearts pumping. All the party people say, isn't he something? Rock from New York City all the way down south. Saying rhymes and making music, but my mouth. I'ma tell your party people how I began. It started when I'm living in Long Island. Hey, when I was a kid, I used to play in the street, making sounds with my mouth, all sorts of beats. Grown people used to say, what? Grown people used to say, what? Making that strange noise, it was like for all the fly girls and all the homeboys. Then I tried it at a homeboy's basement party. They thought it was a record laying over me. When they came by the DJ and saw who it is, they said, make the music with your mouth, biz.
Make the music with your mouth, biz. Make the music with your mouth, biz.
Thank you. The root of all evil, deceiving, cause even my closest people trying to get me for my. Cause envy breeds jealousy, jealousy breeds hate. They on the case for the. And where do I begin? They send you out to reel you back in, and it's all for the. Cause envy breeds jealousy, jealousy breeds hate. They on the case for the. Yeah. My biggest gift and my curse. More money, more problems. Tell me what's worth. Getting audited by the government. Giving up millions to the IRS. Or having to take a paternity test from a bitch I never met. I'm getting sued by my own family member. All cause my dog bit her. And she was the one who walked up and put her hand out. And now she got her hand out. It's driving me crazy. Almost as if the shit was planned out. What else could anybody do to me? It ain't new to me. When every time I turn around, another money-hungry motherfucker suing me. Truthfully, I've had it up to here, and it don't help that Forbes reports what I'm making every year. They listen closely. And now it's really seeming odd that I was told to go to school, graduate, and get a job. But I'm a hip-hop cash king rapper from the South, and everybody wants the easy way out. And it's all for the. The root of all evil, deceiving, cause even my closest people trying to get me for my. Cause envy breeds jealousy, jealousy breeds hate. They on the case for the. And where do I begin? They send you out to reel you back in, and it's all for the. Cause envy breeds jealousy, jealousy breeds hate. They on the case for the. Yeah. Rappers foreclosing on their houses. Can't keep up the payments, they owe a couple hundred thousand. Say they making millions, bills steady piling. Diamonds on their neck, their kids' stomachs out here growling. Get your priorities in order, nigga. You talk about it, but you really can't afford it, nigga. That car you bought depreciated once you drove off. No wonder why baby mama wanna knock your fucking nose off. Half the industry going bankrupt. You see them smiling in the club with they drinks up. Don't let that television fool you. Off camera, they sweating and stressing. My young students, let me school you. Them diamonds ain't worth half what you bought them for. Soon all that Gucci don't fit and now you out of dough. One day your pockets all right and now they all wrong. Fuck you gonna do when it's all gone. Talking about the. The root of all evil, deceiving, cause even my closest people trying to get me for my. Cause envy breeds jealousy, jealousy breeds hate. They on the case for the. And where do I begin? They send you out to reel you back in, and it's all for the. Cause envy breeds jealousy, jealousy breeds hate. They on the case for the.
Let me talk to these hoes, walk. Imagine being worth 100 mil. Your potential's a half a billion is on the real. These bitches want pictures and they names in your will. A new Mercedes, a baby, your aim was to chill. Get you some pussy, a pop a bottle, go have a meal. All you wanted was some entertainment. All she wanted was some litigation. Exploit the simple penetration. Telling the courtroom that I'm being evasive. She wanna walk into the Sun Trust. Make me sign over my little son's trust. Take away the joy my little daughter brings. Bitch even wanted to take my daughter's ring. Misfortunes of a rich nigga. You watching BET while she look at the big picture.
The root of all evil. Deceiving, cause even my closest people trying to get me for my. Cause envy breeds jealousy, jealousy breeds hate. They on the chase for the. And where do I begin? They send you out to reel you back in, and it's all for the. Cause envy breeds jealousy, jealousy breeds hate. They on the chase for the. The best things in life are earned, not bought.
Thank you. My swagger, right? You like it, right? I don't mean to brag.
Still dang, gun fast and furious, some of being gang. Still Uncle G, pull out the dead. Everything I pop, be designer tags. Everything I drop, you leak glass. You ain't rolling with me if you ain't got a bed. Got my daddy cock, got my mama swag, so I know I'm hot. I don't mean to brag. My future great, I'm like fast. Don't do the hate, I'm like fast. They talk a lot, they don't know ass. Don't talk rap if you talk the trash. On the track with me, I'm on your ass. You rap, make me want to gag. My fingers itch.
Hey, we're back on the air. Hello.
Yeah, we've been having a little technical difficulties. Just hold on for a second. We're going to get it back together for you. Jazzo, are you with me right now?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right, take it back. You're on the air, brother. All right, seems like we're still having a couple
What's up? I'm like, hold up. What's going on here, man? That was a little wild. We definitely gonna have to go back.
Yeah.
But Miss Chi-Chi Couture, are you in the house?
Yes, I'm in the house. Hey everybody, it's Chi-Chi Couture. Couture in the world, one woman at a time. What's up?
Miss Belinda Charter James.
Yep, I'm here. Hi Chi-Chi, we was holding you down, so don't worry.
Thank you, baby. Thank you so much.
We were just talking about full-figure women and body shaming and, you know, full-figure women are making noise right now. So I was
Yes, they are.
I was talking about the book Power of the Curves, and it gives women the confidence to look at other women and see that they're not in the same, they're all in the same boat, and it's okay. So it's about 18 other women on there, too, that talk about their journey, being full-figured, and they're really comfortable with it now. So I think everybody's going to be okay now. This is just part of the journey. So let's just keep it moving. But anyway, the book is Power of the Curve, and it is on Amazon.com.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Dang, that's a beautiful thing.
We were talking about makeup and hair and stuff like that too. So we were saying sometimes women don't want to wear makeup now, like Alicia Keys. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, a little bit of all of that, right?
Right. I mean, I'm a fan of makeup. I am, but I'm a fan of a natural face too. I think you need to do what's best for you. You know, what makes you feel good. I mean, some days I don't feel like makeup. Most days I do.
Right.
We were just talking about that because Belinda asked me, at a man perspective, how do I like it? And I like natural, and you just said you switch it up. And sometimes that's what you need. You need to be a little diverse. You know what I mean? Sometimes you like it. Sometimes like that. Like I want to see a natural woman. Let's see the natural beauty. I want to see
you
enhanced with a bunch of chemicals and things of that nature.
But you know what? Most men feel that way. I think being a woman, men don't really understand the struggle because being natural is so much more work than throwing in a weave or throwing on a face. Like, it seems like it's a lot to go through, but maintaining that natural hair is a lot to go through. Like, you know, so you got to, as a woman, you just got to do what's best for you. I mean, you know, for your man, of course, you want to give him what he likes sometimes, too, but, you know, you got to, I look good for me first before I look good for anybody else.
You know, I agree with you 100%. I have that kind of hair that is, it's tight and it's curly and it's kinky and it fights with me. And sometimes I get angry at me and I'm like, I'm crying and trying to comb it, you know.
Exactly. And you can't not comb it because then it gets even worse. Like, the struggle is real. They don't understand. They think you just wake up like this, but you really don't.
Oh, we all understand, right?
Y'all don't understand.
I was at a pool party, and the host was a white woman, and she was like, "Why y'all not getting in the pool? Because there's a lot of black girls around." And you know, when we get out here, it's done.
Exactly, it's done.
It's all
the water better not touch it.
Mm-hmm.
The water better not touch it. The man better not touch it. Nobody better not touch it. Because, honey, the way this account is set up.
That's what we're talking about. Then you'd be sleeping with your head up on your elbow.
Exactly.
Like, what the hell?
Exactly.
Yeah,
but see, this is the part that y'all leave out. You say you want a natural face and you want natural this and that. But like I said, one, you don't know the struggle. And then two, y'all break y'all necks to look at these long weaves touching the butt, the lashes, the beat face.
Y'all love all that. You curvy, you got me. You can look like a moose. I don't give a damn. I'm like, hey. You like, yeah, do that. I'm like, that's my girl.
You got
his belief in it.
You might prefer a natural woman with curves, and that's fine. I think, you know, most of us naturally have curves anyway. But at the end of the day, you'll see an attractive woman with, you know, because nowadays everybody got some type of surgery, and she's looking like America's Next Top Model. That might not be your first preference, but you still going to look.
Yeah, if anybody, you'll look, but then you like, all right, then you're like, damn, yeah, she didn't got something
right
in her lips. Then she ain't got her chest done, her butt
and,
done.
And you want to be like,
eyelashes ain't real. Then she got lipstick on. Then she got stuff on her. Then she got stuff on her face. Then the hair. No, the whole thing is, it looks nice when you're saying it, but then the after effect,
mm-hmm.
Like now this becomes your woman or your intimate, y'all sleeping. Then you see her after all that stuff is gone. Now you like, shoot it.
Exactly. So when she's all dressed up, like, she's so beautiful to you, but when you get her home and you say, oh, I really want you to be natural, she starts taking it all off, you don't want to be with her. So stop with the misconceptions and I want to natural. You don't really want to natural because she don't look like the same person.
But look, if you see someone natural and they just have natural beauty, they're just physically natural beauty, and you see them, they're like, wow, look at, like, keep falling, period. And don't have, look at Alicia Keys, perfect example. She ain't wearing, she took off the makeup and everything, she's still fine. She's
I'm
beautiful
sorry,
in every sense of the word.
But everybody is not naturally beautiful. You can take off all that makeup. Everybody is not as cute. I don't care. Y'all can say what y'all want to say, and I'm not beating up the ladies. I love them all. I think we all beautiful in our own way. But, you know, other people from the outside looking don't find everybody so cute. They say, you know, she cute, but she can use a little foundation. You know what I'm saying? So everybody is not as naturally beautiful.
Dudes don't know no foundation is. If I hear someone saying foundation, it seems like the makeup people put on dead people foundation. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, this ain't. I know this is October and we're going on Halloween, but now she looks like one of the theater characters. I mean, this ain't Thriller. Look at her. Then
no,
you get it all on my head. She come over your house and y'all intimate. Now you got all this makeup and stuff on your sheets. You like, hey.
Hey, you don't want to be a natural woman. So now that she takes off all her stuff, now she's a natural woman. Now you don't want her, really?
Right.
And he the first one saying shoot her. He was the one
right
that said that.
Right.
Come on.
Now you don't really want
a
natural woman.
Look.
Try to tell it to somebody else. We're not buying it.
Nope.
We ain't buying
it, right?
She took off everything.
Now, you know I love you.
He don't want her. Really?
Mm-hmm. See, exactly my point. So, we're not entertaining his foolishness.
I'm taking my ring back.
but you know what, Chi-Chi? It's a another thing that comes up too. Women say that, you know, they get after other women who want to have straight hair, and they say, you know, you're trying to be white and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that at all. Some of our hair is so thick that it is kind of painful. Our hair is the most versatile.
Definitely.
I love it because we can do so much with it.
Definitely.
My sister, my niece is half Japanese, so her hair is half, you know, curly straight, but her cousins have straight hair, and it cannot hold a curl. You see, so our hair is so versatile. I love it, but to try to comb it is really, you know, a task.
Mm-hmm.
So when I put that little creamy crack in my hair, you know, like Chris Rock did, put the creamy crack, now my hair doesn't hurt anymore.
Hold on, I'm going to cut you off. What'd you say? The creamy crack? What is that?
Creamy crack.
The creamy crack. The relaxer.
The relaxer.
We've been doing it for years.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying. I agree with you, Linda. Like, it's so many people. You know, if you think back in the day, you know, you had stars and singers and groups that the men put relaxers in their hair. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Were they trying to be like white? I don't think so. You know what I mean? It was a style. It's a fad. It comes in style, it goes out of style. I think sometimes people want to put everything on being white or you trying to be black. It ain't even that deep. You know what I mean? Everything got to be a white and a black thing, and I really don't think it's that deep all the time. Sometimes I just want my hair to look good. That's it. And why can't I just want my hair to be straight? I promise you, I love, one, being a woman, and two, being a black woman. It's nothing like it. Wouldn't trade it for the world. You know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with me wanting my hair to be straight because next week I want it to be curly. Like, it's just my preference because it's my hair.
Well, that is definitely true because that's one thing I went through going to the beach on in the summertime. And it was real crazy because, you know, I'm dark brown skin, I'm tall. I am kind of built because I'm, you know, I mean, choreographer and I work out and things. But then they look at you and like, well, look at the black guy. But on another level, I'm like, how are you hating me for the color I am, but you on here trying to get darker? That don't make no sense to me. You want to be trying to get darker, but you hate me, or you're braiding your hair. You're getting your butts bigger. You're getting chest bigger.
Women. And that's my thing with, you know, our culture and others. They're quick to say that we want to be white, but if you look, it's more white people trying to be black than it is black people trying to be white. Like, at the end of the day, it's more surgeries going on to make the butt bigger, the breast bigger, the lips bigger. And we already born that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can go back in time to, like, even the slavery days. I forget the young lady's name who was put on, like, in museums because of her curves and her lips and stuff. You know what I'm saying? She was just born that way. She was an African-American young slave girl. You know what I mean?
Yep.
This is who we are.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah, I remember. I think that was my aunt.
You know what? I can't with you. I can't with you. So if anything, we're not trying to be white. We're trying to be who we are. And I think there's nothing wrong with being versatile, whether you want your hair straight, curly, black, blonde, blue, whatever. You know, today is just, it's a fad, it's fashion, and it changes so much that, you know, one minute the afro in, next minute locks is in, next minute weaves is in. It's just, it's what it is.
All right, baby, hold on one minute. We're getting down to the end of the show, right? And I want to do the topic of the day, and I came up with something very nice. Everybody listening, y'all just heard, My two queens, man, Belinda Trotter James and Chi Chi Couture, they're the top of the line with a lot of different information. But this one thing we're going to bring up right now is single parents in black communities. That's it. That's our topic for this show, single parents in black communities. So what y'all think?
So what's the give me a question in that topic. I understand the topic, but what's your question?
The question is, what do you think about single parents in black communities?
Single parents or co-parents?
Single. I said single.
I'm about to say co-parents.
Or as opposed to
single parents in black communities.
It's
very simple. That's the topic. And what do y'all guys think?
I think it's too many of them.
And that topic's a little broad. I need you to narrow it down a little bit. But, you know, if I'm going to talk about it, I think single parents, there's too many single women raising children by themselves. I don't know where we're dropping the ball at with the black men. And then that trickles down to the boys, which, you know, a woman, I'm sorry, me being a single parent of five boys, I cannot raise them or teach them to be men because I don't know nothing about it. And it really bothers me to hear people be like, well, I'm going to teach my son to be a man. Miss, no, you can't, because it's things that black men go through that you'll never know about because you're just not a black man.
You ain't
You know what I'm saying? It's places and areas and topics that you'll never know or even understand until you become a black man. That's just not going to happen. So they need that role model.
Yeah.
Why they're leaving, I don't know. But that can go, you know, that can go. That, we can put the blame on so many things. I think at this point it's just a matter of let's just fix it. You know what I mean? And let's just be a little more choosy. Like, you know, let's have goals and let's have requirements and, you know, pros and cons and a little bit of everything come into play when you start choosing, you know, kids, fathers, and mothers for your children. Let's be a little bit more picky because sometimes we settle in.
Yeah, you're right, because I'm watching that Ratchet TV, and all the girls are trying to get at after these guys, and you know how they are in the beginning of the relationship. So I don't understand how you don't think that it's not going to change or stay the same, or like some of these girls, they have these guys that's in the music industry, but they want them to come home every day and be a father and be a husband. And I'm like, but they're in the music industry. They don't have a 9-to-5. They're supposed to be in the studio. So you got to understand what kind of man you have from the beginning and know that children is not going to work in that equation.
And you know what? I don't think that it's not that children won't work in that equation. I think you have to get a man who's mature and ready to be in a relationship where we're bringing children in. Because in that industry, sometimes you can't control your studio time and what shows you're going to take and what shows you're not going to take. You know, in the beginning, you got to kind of take what you get. In the end, you could be a little more picky because you don't put your time in. But a lot of times, you know, they see it, oh, they're in the music industry and it's going to be a guaranteed check, or they're a ball player, or they, you know what I mean? And let's lock them down. But children, I don't know why we ain't got this yet. I really don't understand it. But children have never kept a man, i.e., why we have so many single women. Stop thinking if you have a baby, he's staying. He's not. He's leaving you and Kiki or little Rishi or whoever. He's leaving all of y'all. Okay? Ain't no baby ever kept no man. You know, what you have between your legs, we all got it. When the lights go out, it's all the same. Stop it. Stop it. Start having some respect for yourself. Stop settling for anything. Nowadays, it does not take much for these young ladies to drop their panties, and it's really sad. It's really sad.
Yeah, I don't think it's about the guy. Well, what I want to say is that one of the girls on the show, she's mad at, you know, the entertainer, let me just say, for not coming to the house and seeing the baby, and she's mad because she ain't see the baby, the baby, the baby. The baby is a baby and has no idea that the father is not coming over to see the baby.
Exactly.
You know, so
I was saying that too when I seen that clip. I said the same thing. I'm like, that baby don't know who that man is. I said the same thing. I mean, that baby don't even know he exists yet. Stop it, girl. Girl, stop. You mad because he ain't come see you. He don't want to be a family. And that's your fault.
Right.
That's your fault.
Yep.
And see, the problem is, they tell us, and people show you who they are. We just need to start believing them. We keep thinking we can change them, and if I settle for this now, it'll get better later. No, it doesn't. This is who he is. Move on. He don't want you.
A lot of guys in that situation that they're not there. So what's up? Do y'all talk? Why don't they stay around?
And that's my thing. They're not communicating. We're lying on both sides, the women and the men. You know what I mean? They're not being honest with what you're really looking for, what you really want. You know what I mean? They're settling for anything just to have some company. Some women, and usually it's women, they're so scared of being alone that they just take any kind of man instead of just getting to know each other. Be happy with who you are. Be happy with you. If you never meet anybody or get anybody, be happy with who you are by yourself. Because it's not fun when you got little Nene and it's just y'all all the time. You don't got no babysitter. You can't go out. You got to buy all the pampers, all the milk, all the clothes. That's not fun. It's not fun. Kids are expensive. Kids are very sensitive. Now, what are you? It's not, because now what are you teaching her? So all that dropping it like it was hot and all that clubbing you was doing is now over. Thought you and Jack was going to be a family, and you're not. And he told you this. A lot of times they say who they are and what they want from the beginning. We just don't believe them. We keep thinking we can change them because she thinks she got the ill nana, and you don't. Stop it. Just stop.
You got the ill fauna.
They think they got the ill nana. Like hers is golden. It's gonna be better than the next person. At the end of the day, he's gonna tell you what you want to hear to get what you got, and he's gonna keep it moving. Look at the pattern. Look at his relationship with his previous kids' mothers. He's not with them either. Why aren't they together? You know what I mean? Some people are true to who they are.
Yeah, that is true. That's one thing my mother said. When a person tells you who they are, please them.
Yes, we just got to be a little more selective. Like, stop telling them for anything just to have a man. Sometimes just having a man ain't going to be good enough because then you're still by yourself.
Well, and vice versa. The same thing with women. The whole thing should be honesty, trust, and respect. Because if I'm honest with you, you won't trust me, and if me, you won't respect me. There's only two things you can really do. And there's only two things you can do to Jazzo anyway. Love me or leave me alone. That's all. You know what I mean? Love me or leave me alone. I don't have all them punchlines and all that. I don't know what to tell you. It is what it is. I'm gonna tell you, and you're gonna listen and understand and build with me. And that's one thing that you don't see. Like back in the day, when I look at my mother and father was together 58 years. I'm like, 58 years, that's a long time. Or you got Malcolm X or Martin Luther King. I really don't think those men would have been the men. Huh? Those men would have been the men if they didn't have those strong women beside them.
I think, too, though, like nowadays, back then when you got married, you were just married forever. It didn't matter what he did. Now, it doesn't mean that they were always faithful and good to their wives, because they wasn't back then either. But they came home. You know what I'm saying? And so once they got married, like, we married forever, and that's it. The family structure was different, and people committed. A lot of times, like today, I think today people get into relationships, but they don't commit. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people hooking up and getting in a relationship with each other, but they're not committed to that person. They're not committed to a relationship. Half of them ain't even committed to themselves because they don't know who they are.
Yeah, true.
So then you have, you know, broken homes. We got to be a little more selective. We just really do. On both sides,
yeah,
guys and girls.
Yeah, pretty much. You know I love you, girl. I love you. I know the control. I'm trying to control.
You're so silly. Be quiet.
Oh, man. Yeah, but we definitely, a lot of times people say, are fast to say Black Lives Matter, but Black Lives, it do matter, but it starts at home. You know what I mean? And that's one of the things that we need to do. And that's one of the things as far as, like, with Jazzo's World and us having our own radio show, is to educate, make results, and change lives. That's what needs to happen, and that's what we need to do as a culture. You know what I mean? Really get together, because the Ku Klux Klan is gone. They mad at us. Like, yo, they killing themselves. This is crazy. Come on, man. Like, it's like taking away all the fun. You guys killing themselves. You know what
we
I mean?
We have to educate. We definitely just have to educate one another, especially the youth coming up. And we got to vote. We definitely have to vote, everybody. We got to vote.
Yeah, definitely. If you don't do nothing else, that Tuesday, you need to be out there. Ding, ding. Everybody, you don't stand for something, you stand for nothing. You got to stand up. Cats be like, they so gangster and everything, but they be ready to quit in a minute on any note.
I mean, that's just how you get things changed. You know what I mean? On a greater level, you can't go around beating up everybody, shooting everybody, burning everything down, and you're still gonna be in the same predicament you were when you finish. We gotta vote.
Exactly.
Yeah, now you want to go to the store the next morning, and it's all burnt down because you guys thought that was a good idea last night.
Exactly. Like, I don't get that. To me, it's so silly. It's so silly. I think we're the only community that cannot come together and support one another. No, what's the first thing we burn each other's store down? Like, what did that prove? You you in the same community where this young man got shot and you burning down the local stores. How was that a good idea?
And not getting on it, because now, look, now your baby needs pampers and milk, and you burned down the store.
Okay, exactly. I just don't get it. And I'm not judging. I just don't understand it. It makes no sense. And we still didn't get anything changed. Y'all have torqued the whole city, and nothing's changed. That's all I'm saying. Right.
Well, and then it did go back to what I said. You know what I mean? Sometimes we got to be redundant with certain things. Educate, make results to change lives. Because once you educate a person, they're going to make better results. And once they make those better results, they're going to change their lives and the people that are around them. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to change just the comfort to, like, get away from the negativity that you were around and say to yourself, like, build. You know what I mean? I don't care how religious you are. Like, God, turn to God, and that could be your best friend. You know what I mean? Because he ain't going to turn his back on you. But you just got to have faith and believe.
I agree.
Oh, man.
Got to educate. Wow, the show is almost over. 6 minutes.
Right? We're going down. We got like 3 minutes and 30 seconds, ladies. But I want you guys to tell me what y'all guys are doing and how people can get in contact with you guys.
Well, I just want to let people know about an event that's coming up in Harlem on Wednesday. It's a celebration of great women in music, and they will be celebrating Sarah Vaughan in Harlem at Harlem Besame Restaurant. And that's like at 2070 Adam Clayton Power Jr. Boulevard. And that's on Wednesday. And the doors open at 6. The dedication is at 7. And the music begins at 7:30. So that should be a nice event. And it's hosted by Terry Davis and Rob Fulton. And I'm on the internet, I mean, on the social media platforms as Belinda James or Belinda Trotter James. So that's where you can find me for updates on everything that's going on.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. That's Belinda Trotter James, the media queen, my publicist. And we have the other queen, the stylist queen, Chi-Chi Couture.
You can find me at the Beauty Bar, which is located at 1268 Providence Road. We're in CKNTA, 484-999-0227. Again, that's 484-999-0BAR. Also, come in, check us out. We have Weave Wednesdays. We're selling for $75. We have Thirsty Thursdays, where you get a blow, a wash, blow dry, and flat iron for $9.99. We also offer hair, makeup, styling, like fashion styling services. I'm also on social media at It's Only Couture on Facebook and Chi-Chi Couture on Facebook, and then Chi-Chi _ Couture on Instagram.
Wow, that's what's up. Well, I'm the host with the most, Jazzo Williams, the celebrity media king, and thank you all for listening to Jazzo's World. This is our first show. We're trying to do it big, but next Monday, 7 o'clock, we're going to do it again. What you can do, also go to jazzosworld2016@gmail.com. And if you leave some information about what you're doing or give us the topic of the day and we use it, we'll give you a shout out. We're also going to be looking for advertisers and sponsors. So another thing, you can go right to the website and check that out. But if you want to get with myself, you can just Google me, man. Jazzo, J-A-Z-Z-O, Williams. And everything will pop up. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, all of them. All right, once again, we're going down. And I want to thank you guys for coming out.
Thank
Queen,
you.
Y'all got to say anything?
Yep, thank you.
They say thank you,
thank
too.
Thank you. See you next week.
And we're going to be out. Thanks once again for listening to Jazzo's World. Peace and blessings. Hello.